This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sri Zana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Vote counting comes almost to an end for House of Representative elections. Results of 161 constituencies announced so far. Gen Z Protest Inquiry Commission submits comprehensive report to the government. Prime Minister Karki says report recommendations will now move into implementation process after review. India wins T20 World Cup for third time. And Mostaba Khamenei named Iran's new supreme leader. Now the news in detail. The vote counting for the House of Representative elections held on the 5th of March has come almost to an end. Results from 161 constituencies have been declared so far. According to the Election Commission's latest updates, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 124 seats and is leading in one constituency, according to the latest updates. Similarly, the Nepali Congress has secured 17 seats and is leading in one place. The CPN-UML has won in 8 constituencies and is ahead in one. The Nepali Communist Party has secured 7 seats. The Shram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 1 seat. One independent candidate has also secured a win. Meanwhile, under the proportional representation system, more than 7 million votes have been counted so far. According to the latest updates, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received more than 3 million votes so far. The Nepali Congress and CPN-UML has secured more than 1 million votes each. Likewise, the Nepali Communist Party has secured more than 560,000 votes and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Shram Sanskriti Party has received more than 200,000 votes. In the meantime, the Election Commission has decided to withhold the results of the Thanusa Constituency 1 election. A letter was sent yesterday to the office of the election officer for Thanusa district directing that the first-past-the-post results remain unannounced as the matter is currently under review by the Supreme Court. The move follows the annulment of Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate Kishori Sah Kamal on March 2 after it was found that his name appeared on the Credit Information Center's blacklist. The Provincial Election Office has been asked to notify the concerned officials and keep the Commission updated. The Commission formed to investigate the incidents during the Gen Z protest of September 8 and 9 has submitted its report to the government. Commission Chairperson Gauri Bahadur Karki handed over the report to Prime Minister Sushila Karki at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. The three-member commission included former Nepal Police Additional Inspector General AIG Bigyan Raj Sharma and legal expert Bisweshwar Prasad Pandari. Following the submission, Commission member Sharma said around 200 individuals were questioned during the investigation and the report recommends action against those found responsible. Prime Minister Karki said the government will now study the report and present it to the Council of Ministers for further decision. She added that the implementation process will begin after review and the report will be made public as required. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has said the House of Representative election of 2082 was conducted successfully with effective governance and strong security arrangements. Speaking after an election security review meeting at the Election Commission yesterday, the minister stated that all government bodies worked in coordination to ensure the polls were held on schedule. He said the election was carried out under an integrated security strategy from the central to ward level and no cases of proxy voting were reported. On the occasion, Minister Aryal thanked the Election Commission for completing the election within the set time frame. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha said the government succeeded in conducting the election despite difficult circumstances and various pressures. He also noted that preparations are underway to hold the first meeting of the newly elected parliament in a new parliamentary building inside Singhadarbar. More than 51,400 Nepali nationals residing in West Asia have registered their details in the online system launched by the Department of Consular Services following the ongoing conflict in the region. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the registered information will be reviewed on a priority basis and necessary procedures will be initiated if required. The move comes after tensions escalated in West Asia following attacks involving the United States, Israel and Iran affecting several countries where large number of Nepalis are employed. The ministry said around 1.72 million Nepalis have traveled to 13 countries in the region through formal channels for employment, while many others are believed to be working there without official permits. A small number of Nepali workers have also expressed their desire to return home. Meanwhile, the Embassy of Nepal in Kuwait, in coordination with the Non-Resident Nepali Association and the Nepali community, has arranged food and accommodation for 50 transit passengers who were denied services by Kuwait Air. The ministry also said some airspaces in the region are gradually reopening, allowing passengers to travel through airports in the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and Oman. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government and concerned stakeholders to effectively implement constitutional provisions and international commitments related to the rights of women and girls. In a statement issued on the occasion of 116th International Women's Day yesterday, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel stressed the need to remove structural barriers and harmful social practices to ensure equality, empowerment and dignity for women and girls. The commission said issues such as domestic violence, human trafficking, child marriage, sexual and digital violence, discrimination, limited access to justice and low political participation still remain major challenges to the realization of women's rights. Meanwhile, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Shrestha said building a gender-equal nation requires ensuring women's equal access to education, health, employment, decision-making and politics. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iran has named Mostafa Khamenei as the country's new supreme leader more than a week after the reported assassination of his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in joint United States-Israeli strikes amid escalating regional conflict. According to the Al Jazeera, Iranian clerics selected the 56-year-old leader on Sunday. Senior officials, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and the armed forces have pledged their support to the new leadership. Top Iranian officials, including Supreme National Security Council Secretary Ali Larijani and Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, called for national unity and described support for the new leader as a national duty. Mostafa Khamenei, who has long been considered influential within Iran's leadership circle and maintains close ties with the IRGC, has never held elected office. Now a sports news update. India have won the 2026 ICC Men's T20 World Cup, defeating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final to claim a record third title and become the first team to successfully defend the trophy. Playing at the Narendra Modi Stadium in India yesterday, the host posted a massive 255 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs after being sent into bat. In reply, New Zealand were bowled out for 159 runs in 19 overs. With the victory, India became the first team to win the T20 World Cup on home soil and successfully defend their title. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, whereas the weather will remain partly cloudy in the remaining areas of the country today. Light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Kandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting comes almost to an end for House of Representative election. Result of 161 constituencies announced so far. Gen Z Protest Inquiry Commission submits comprehensive report to the government. Prime Minister Karki says report recommendations will now move into implementation process after review. India wins T20 World Cup for third time. And Mostaba Khamenei named Iran's new supreme leader. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.